Considering the climate, it's surprising that Alaska has so many homeless people as a percentage of the population. Alaska's among the top 10 states, according to a 2008 Housing and Urban Development report to Congress. In Anchorage, agencies, nonprofits, and businesses are working to change those statistics. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
Say the word homeless and people standing on corners asking for a handout might come to mind, but Anchorage Municipal Homeless Coordinator Daryl Hess says the chronically homeless make up just 300 or 400 out of the 1700 to 1800 people without shelter on an average night in Anchorage.
Those individuals, the chronically homeless, those who are homeless due to substance abuse and our mental health issues, are actually a small segment of homelessness.
Hess says most people are homeless only temporarily.
The average individual who is homeless, it's just short term. They just need a helping hand. They need, you know, they may have had a catastrophic medical illness, or, you know, been involved in an automobile accident, had you know, lost their job. You know, the average person who is homeless usually gets back into mainstream society, you know, with a little help from the providers in the community.
Anchorage has several homeless shelters. There's one for single men and women and another for abused women and children. There are shelters for pregnant women, women with children, single parent fathers, and public inebriates. Tiffany Dennis is administrative assistant and facilities manager for the Cross Point Community Church. She says there aren't enough beds for families.
Family shelters fill up really quick. You know, a mother, a single mother, if she has boys who are over 12, she cannot get into a woman's shelter with her son. So there's another big gap that happens. Same thing for a dad. A dad cannot go into a male shelter if he's a single dad with little kids. And families are always split up in those situations.
Dennis says it's even worse when families can't find anywhere to stay.
When it gets cold, you know, below 32 degrees, it's awfully chilly to be sleeping in your car with your kids.
The municipality has adopted a plan that will open doors to the homeless when the temperature outside falls below freezing. Hess says this will be a big help.
Last winter, the family homeless shelters, McKinnell House, Clare House, we're at our over capacity with wait lists. So the need last year that was identified by the emergency shelter providers was family homelessness. So that is where we will see a great difference with the churches and social service agencies stepping forward and asking to be designated.
To be designated, organizations submit a plan to the municipality, then undergo a health and safety check. Dennis says Crosspoint is already working on its plans to provide 42 beds one night a week. Executive Pastor Dave Johnson says Anchorage City Church is also working on a plan to provide 4 beds two nights a week. The faith-based cold weather family shelter plan is part of a larger 10-year plan that addresses other aspects of homelessness, including permanent housing. I'm Jacqueline Estes.